Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today, or better yet, I should say it's good to be with you. I am always honored at the people all over the world that tell us that they're tuning in to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It is a true blessing. Say a prayer for us as we are in the middle of travels as you listen to this. We are traveling from Virginia. I'll be heading back home to Missouri for a few days before heading out to the Philippines for a week. So over the next week and a half or two, if you could just pray some traveling mercies our way. And most importantly, see, I believe I'm always going to be safe in Him. I've come too far and have too far to go for there to be something happen accidentally. So I trust that I'm completely in His care. What I do pray for is free course for the Word, that wherever we go, there be open hearts to hear the Word. And I am a firm believer that wherever we go in the world to minister, on however long we're there, that whenever we begin to present a loving God and a lovely Jesus, the Holy Spirit is so stirred that it's almost a tangible feeling. I have felt this in coffee houses. I have felt it sitting next to swimming pools. I've felt it on the beach. And these are places I've talked to people about Jesus and sat with ministers and churches and people and just conversed about the finished work and the love of God and the grace of God. And every time there is a tangible feeling of the presence of the Holy Spirit that enters the conversation. And it's not because of who's in the conversation. It's because of who's being talked about. When the Father is presented in the proper picture and Jesus is lovely, we come out of those moments with almost a euphoric feeling. And I'm not about chasing feelings, but I can tell you this. Sometimes those feelings chase me. I don't have to go looking for them. Boom, there they are. It's something about sharing. I often compare it to the fourth chapter of John, where Jesus says, "I have meat to eat that you don't know about," to his disciples who said, "Lord, have you been eating?" Because he says, "I'm eating the Father's meat." And what Jesus is saying is what I've felt so many times is when you begin to present the gospel, you feel as if you're getting full. And so over the next few weeks, as we present the gospel to different places around the world, and like I say, wherever we are, that's the place we're supposed to be in that exact moment. And in that, we release this message of the goodness of God that has a profound and everlasting effect on the audience. And it, again, has zero to do with us, the deliverer. And it really doesn't have a lot to do with the delivery. It is just who He is and His power and what He can do. So I want, if you would, just pray for me in that. And I want to conclude this DDP for the next minute by just telling you this. I know we didn't get into any text today. I will tomorrow. But I believe it's the proper antidote for what ails you today. And that is, find an opportunity today to minister about a lovely Jesus. You may say, well, I'm not a called preacher. I don't have a church. I don't have a blog or a website. I'm not talking about using technology to preach. I'm talking about being a minister in your day-to-day life of the goodness of God. You don't even have to go looking for sinners. Just minister relationship to believers even. I've found that my greatest ministry is in ministering relationship to believers, to take them out of the religious bondage and into the freedom of knowing who they are in Christ. I really feel like an evangelist to Lazaruses who have been brought out of the tomb by the power of God's resurrection but are stumbling around in the grave clothes of self-righteousness and works and performance, and they need loosed and let go. You can do that today in somebody's life. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.